True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Aaron Schuper joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for coming on. For people that don't know, explain the Affordable Art Fair, which is coming to Boston October 23rd through the 26th.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. This is the first edition of Affordable Art Fair Boston. Affordable Art Fair is a global art fair organizer. We have fairs in 15 cities around the world. And so this year, obviously, we're introducing Boston, which is super exciting. So basically, with Affordable Art Fair, you get a few unique things. Number one, super welcoming vibe. Our whole fair is about making everyone feel comfortable and excited and happy to be in the contemporary art world. Number two, you have a price ceiling and price transparency at Affordable Art Fair. So you know walking in as a collector, everything will be priced between $100 and $10,000. That also means that every single artwork is labeled clearly with a price, so no barrier there. You can browse kind of knowing your budget and knowing exactly what you're looking at. And this year we'll have 56 exhibitors, about a third of which are from the Boston and New England area. And then the rest are national and international. So you'll get about 400 artists from all over the world, all to browse under one roof. So it's a really great event and, perfect for seasoned collectors and first-time collectors alike.
I feel like, as you say, art can sometimes be a little hard to get into, or you feel like if you go to an art gallery, like, oh, yes, I see that they were feeling sad, and the fact that you're making this, like, not that vibe at all, I love. And I feel like a lot of people have things hanging on their walls that come from, like, stores, and there's nothing wrong with that. I have it, too. But can you explain why, like, art from artists that you get to see and touch and, well, maybe not touch, but look at is so important?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a really great point. I, of course, sort of collect my art from all kinds of different sources and places, too. So, you know, wherever you're starting in or wherever you're at in your art collecting journey. But I think what's great about Affordable Art Fair is there's also, we as the fair team and the selection committee, we really vet all of the galleries and artists who show with us. So you know you're getting really high quality art, original art. So that's paintings, sculptures, limited edition prints and photographs, all, again, within this affordable price range. And, I know the price ceiling at $10,000 can also be a little intimidating. So I do just want to say that from our art sales data, which is extensive from, you know, this company has been in existence for over 25 years. So we have really extensive data that also shows that the vast majority of works that are sold at Affordable Art Fair are actually priced in that $100 to $3,000 range. So whatever your budget is, there is plenty to see and, you know, take home with you if you fall in love. But I think that's a really great point that, you know, original art is sometimes a little bit more intimidating to get into. And our vibe is super welcoming. So we and the galleries who show with us are super excited to answer any questions or talk about, you know, what's on the walls. And we want to share that knowledge.
I like the transparency aspect of it. You know, my wife and I went to Italy for our 10-year wedding anniversary, and we walked into this art gallery and we saw this beautiful painting of an Italian countryside on the water. Mm-hmm. And we thought it would be wonderful to commemorate our 10-year wedding anniversary, and we don't collect. And we said, what a great place to start. And so they wouldn't give us the price, and they said, we'll email you. And they finally emailed us.
You have to ask. You can't afford.
I don't know, the painting, which was not that big, you know, maybe, you know, 2 feet by 4 feet or something. And I think it was $150,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, see, wow.
Why?
Right.
And why couldn't they just tell you that?
Right. And I had no idea. You would, you know, it was just mind boggling. We know that's not in our price range. And if they'd have been a bit more transparent with us when we were in there, we could have absolutely said, hey, it's beautiful, but it's not for us.
Right.
So I like the transparency of what it is that you're doing. So the dates that are happening again, this is October 23rd through the 26th, and this is at the SOA Power Station. I've not been in there. I know the area, but this sounds like it's going to be
a great space.
Spot.
It'll be a perfect space.
Yeah, we're really excited. And another thing I should mention that's unique about our fair is it's all living artists. So we only present living artists. So you are supporting the careers and the livelihoods of living artists directly when you buy at Affordable Art Fair. And we hope everybody comes and checks it out, and excited to see you all there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, affordableartfair.com, affordableartfair.com. You can do /fair/Boston if you want to find out about it. Again, October 23rd through the 26th, and that's going to be at the SOA Power Station. Aaron, thank you for coming on the show, sharing this with us. You are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me. Great to talk to you all.
All right,
thank
good to
you.
Talk to you. Bye, Aaron.
Bye.
And Kennedy, real quick, did we get a discount code for people that want to go?
They did. They gave us a code for 10% off general admission and family hours tickets. You just put AAF Mix 10 or just text us and we'll get it to you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. So a little update on the Coldplay cheating couple.
Oh, yes.
Yesterday I told you that Kristen Cabot, who was the woman in the situation, had filed for divorce. Well, now her estranged husband, Andy, is speaking out. His team told People that he and Kristen had been privately and amicably separated several weeks before the Coldplay concert. And that's something that kind of had been going around, that they were not together. You know what I mean? Some people saying that they'd been living separately. Some people saying that they were already divorced. Like, there was a lot of scuttlebutt.
Makes you wonder why they were getting divorced. She's already cuddled up to the CEO.
I had heard on the streets that they had been separated for a while. That's what I heard out here on these streets.
That's what I had heard as well. So it is it is.
That's what they said on Reddit.
It still sucks, and their kids still have to look at it, and it still sucks.
Yeah.
But either way, that's the update on that.
Did you see the video where a couple got engaged at the Coldplay show a couple of weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you see that?
And he was like, are you sure? Are you sure you're together? Are you sure you don't have other people?
Are you not AI? Are you together? Is this the woman? Are you married?
That's my favorite thing, is that people said it was a lie and that it was AI. Come on, get out. Go outside. Take the tinfoil hat off. And this comes from a person who loves conspiracy theories. Saturday
AI can't even get hands right yet on the internet.
Why? You don't like seven fingers, Dan?
You think they're fully up and they're making people up at Gillette Stadium?
You don't like three legs and seven fingers?
I think that's just bad photoshopping. Saturday Night Live returns October 4th for season 51, and we finally know who is coming back. The cast will include Kenan Thompson, if you can believe it. Chloe Fineman, Bowen Yang, Ego Nwodum, Mikey Day, Marcelo Hernandez, Sarah Sherman, and Michael Che and Colin Jost will both return to Weekend
Update. I didn't think he was going anywhere. I think he's going to take over the show for
Kenan.
Yeah.
He's going to take over for Lauren?
Yeah, I think Kenan is the logical choice to take over.
If that's the case, then you come off the air and you start working behind the scenes, because that's the work.
Mm,
I mean, he's still so
active. Is Kenan also a writer?
Yes.
So it would make sense for one of the head writers to jump in there.
Yeah.
It has to be somebody who has a good rapport with the cast, right?
Well, I mean,
Lorne didn't necessarily have good rapport with the cast, but yeah. But anyway, that's where we are.
Yep.
And Ryan Reynolds is making a stop in Boston next month. He announced that he is hitting the road as part of a national tour in support of the film John Candy, I Like Me. He will appear at the Box Center Schubert Theater on October 14th as part of a special screening of the documentary. The film will be released on Prime Video October 10th. It celebrates the life of acclaimed Canadian actor and comedian who died in 1984. I watched the trailer and my sisters and I shared it in our group chat because he has a very special place in our hearts, and it was woof.
Favorite John Candy movie, Kennedy?
Favorite John Candy movie, Uncle Buck.
Uncle
who are
Buck's
you? I'm your
one.
Uncle Buck. I have an Uncle Buck, unfortunately. God, I could do the whole movie.
He was
want.
So great in Home Alone. I mean, that's just one of my favorite
They filmed
characters.
That like in a day.
That's one of my favorite mm-hmm. characters that he's ever done. Just, he
I mean, in Blues
so...
Brothers, Orange Whip, Three yep. Orange Whips, come on.
Partial to Spaceballs.
Oh, Spaceballs.
That's going to hurt in the morning. I could do a quote from any John Candy movie.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, go.
Here's an idea. When you talk, have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
I'm enjoying this. Go up, but please do your dirt.
All right. Ryan Reynolds helped produce the documentary.
Stripes,
which features...
Kennedy. I forgot he was in Stripes. You're going to pull a line from Stripes?
I can't. I just see him covered in mud after the mud wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds helped produce it. Is that what I said? I said that already. It features never-before-seen archival footage of John. The film was directed by Colin Hanks. And following the screening, Reynolds will do a moderated discussion live on stage with some of Candy's friends, family, and other surprise guests as they look back on his legacy. Tickets go on sale today, 10 o'clock, boxcenter.org. And I'm just saying, if you need someone to help host, Ryan, I'm right here.
I'm looking at the list. Who's Harry Crumb? Do you remember that one?
Of course I do. I can't pull a quote from that, but yes.
The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors, when he ate the steak.
He was in Splash.
I'm not quizzing you. I'm just naming John. Yeah,
I know, but I like this game.
He was in Splash. He was in JFK.
Oh, my God, yeah. He played it great in JFK. He had that New Orleans
that.
Accent.
Yeah.
And he was telling him about all the conspiracy. That was a great part for him.
Cool Runnings. Jamaica, we have a bobsled team.
That's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hello to Jeanette from Medford.
Hi, Jeanette.
Hey, Kennedy. Good to hear your voice.
It is so good to hear yours.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Jeanette?
All right, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. What did you say, Dan?
Said so pleasant right before a life and death battle.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy is now, in fact, in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening on the air. Dan is taunting her right now and waving at her.
She can see us in there.
Are you ready? Question number one, Jeanette. Charlie Sheen once went to Europe to find the Loch Ness Monster. He went out on a boat with a chain, a hook, a leg of lamb, and, of course, a bottle of whiskey. Obviously, he did not succeed. Which country is the Loch Ness Monster supposedly in?
Scotland.
What a ride for that boat captain that day.
He's revealed a lot of things recently that Charlie Sheen did. He did.
Yeah, he's lived a life.
Under.
He's a little on the crazy side.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a rock star from Mars.
Question number two. Hugh Grant, 65 today. Name the rom-com movie franchise he starred in opposite Renee Zellweger.
Oh, the rom-com. Oh. Three weddings and a funeral.
Question number three. Ricky Martin sewed his own pants when he had a wardrobe malfunction before the VMAs. Finished the lyric to Ricky's hit song, Livin' La Vida Loca. Take a listen.
Upside, inside out. Livin' La Vida Loca. Should push and pull you down. Livin' La Vida Loca. Her lips are devil red.
Finished the lyric.
Livin' La Vida Loca.
A comedy musical called Fyre Fest. The musical is in the works. Taiki Waititi and his wife Rita Ora are among the producers. Which rapper was the co-founder of Fyre Festival alongside Billy McFarlane?
Ooh, I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to say Snoop Dogg because he's my favorite rapper.
And question number five.
Yeah, it is Jeanette.
Tonight is the fifth season premiere of Only Murders in the Building. Name the two comedians who created and star in the show.
Oh my goodness. Billy Crystal. Oh, and I don't know.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to this morning, Jeanette? Headed to work?
I'm heading to work. I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I'm going to start my day as an accountant when I'm done with you on the phone with you guys.
Mm. Are you good at numbers then?
And exciting work. Exciting work.
I would be the worst accountant, dude. I'm like, I'm not carrying the two. You get what you get. I'm terrible at math.
We're just going to round this number. It's fine. Nobody will notice.
Like, why are there so many parentheses? I don't understand.
Kennedy? I can count to five, and Jeanette got one out of five.
Oh.
Yes, that is a
suit.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I was born ready.
Yeah, you were.
Charlie Sheen once went to Europe to find the Loch Ness Monster. He went out on a boat with a chain, a hook, a leg of lamb, and, of course, a bottle of whiskey. He did not succeed. Which country is the Loch Ness Monster supposedly in?
Scotland.
Tied at one. Hugh Grant turned 65 today. Named the rom-com movie franchise he starred in opposite Renee Zellweger.
Bridget Jones? The Bridget Jones series? Bridget Jones Diary?
2-1. Question number three. Ricky Martin sewed his own pants when he had a wardrobe malfunction before the VMAs finished the lyric to Ricky's hit song Livin' La Vida Loca.
Upside, inside out. Livin' La Vida Loca. Should push and pull you down. Livin' La Vida Loca. Her lips are devil red.
And her skin's the color mocha.
3-1, question number four. A comedy musical called Fyre Fest Musical is in the works. Taiki Waititi and his wife Rita Ora are among the producers. Which rapper was the co-founder of Fyre Festival alongside Billy McFarlane?
Ja Rule.
It was Ja Rule, not Snoop Dogg.
50 Cent had a field day with that.
4-1, question number five. Today is the fifth season premiere of Only Murders in the Building. Name the two comedians who created and star in the show.
Is it really? Oh, I'm excited. Steve Martin and Martin Short?
That is correct. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $100, Jeanette, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You did get yourself a pair of concert tickets to go see Ashanti at Aganis Arena September 13th. It is a night out you don't want to forget. Trey Songz, Mario, Bobby V, Ashanti, One Night, All the Lights Live. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you've got them for free. And that's good accounting.
Good for your bottom
Thank
line.
Thank you so much. I'm going to celebrate my birthday in style this year.
Let's get it.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jeanette from Medford, and I can't beat Kevin.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's a wicked long walk, wicked long walk, wicked long walk. Kennedy's wicked long walk.
I did two new ones this morning. I was on fire.
So it happens this Friday, 13.9 miles.
Too easy.
Light work for you.
It's a lot of steps.
So many.
benefiting Hey Sam, which is a text line for young people who are going through things in their life. Sometimes you don't want to talk to a parent. You don't want to talk to a family member. You don't want to talk to a friend. You just want to talk to somebody who is your age, who can understand what you're going through. And that's what Hey Sam is all about through the Samaritans program. Kennedy sits on the board. We did this last year. Raised over a little over, what, 50,000?
We did.
Which helped a lot of people.
Our goal was 5. We got to 50. And so this year we've added a new wrinkle. We're asking a few people to walk with you, Kennedy.
That's right.
And we have Amber, who's going to be walking, not necessarily with you that day.
They're creating their own Wicked Long Walk, so they are my Wicked Long Walkers, and I'm here for it.
Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
So why did you want to do this with Kennedy?
I mean, I definitely persevered a lot as a teenager, and even more recently, I lost one of my dear friends that I actually had as a teenager of 26 years, and it wasn't due to suicide, but it was just you know, due to a really bad illness, and it really hit me really hard. Thankfully, I've had therapists in my life, my entire life. I had a late ADHD diagnosis. And
same girl.
I've been really, exactly, the wild roller coaster ride.
Seriously.
And, you know, listening to Kennedy has been amazing as well, just to have, like, that sense of community, and I just wanted to be able to support her. I did just sprain my ankle, and I'm, like, thankfully in recovery mode, so I will not be doing 13.9 miles, but I'm going to do the best I can. And
she's walking hurt.
That's the least I can do.
You know what? Or just put yourself in something wheeled and roll. Don't hurt yourself. I don't care. Amber, in your email to me, you said that you had a tough time in high school. And I feel like we didn't have these things in high school. What do you feel like if you had had something like this would have made a difference for you, being bullied and stuff?
I mean, I think junior high was, like, the worst. I think having something like this would have just made all the difference. And honestly, like, sadly, like, if I hadn't moved, I don't think I would have still been here because the bullying was so relentless and just so awful of people just, you know, making comments and not wanting to sit with me at lunch and being alone at lunch and just feeling, like, so hopeless. So I think just, like, having and now there's obviously so many other, like, outside influences, right, that can happen with, like, I didn't even have social media then, and it was really bad. So I can only imagine what it's like now. So I think that's just, you know, just understanding, like, that there is someone, and you can get through it. I think just, like, seeing the light in the really dark times is really, really hard to do, especially when there's so much going on, right? Like, you're a teenager, you're going through so many different hormonal changes. It's really hard to see, like, that light in that dark, dark time.
Amber, I just want to thank you for sharing that. It's very brave to do so. And I'm so proud of you doing the therapy, doing the work, still being here, because I would not like it if you weren't. And now I'll sit with you at lunch any day you want. So thank you for doing this with me.
Thank you, friend.
All right, well, keep us posted
and send me your link, okay?
I will.
All right,
both. All right. Thank you, Amber.
Ice your ankle.
She's walking hurt. And Carson, we also had another gal who wants to be one of the walkers,
right,
but she's a little anxious and she don't want to come on the air, and sure, I support that. So she gave me a little statement I could read, if that's okay with you guys.
Of course.
Sure.
This is our girl, Jen. She said, we said goodbye to our 7-year-old perfect pup, Henry, last month. He wasn't able to do his long strolls over the past few months, but boy, we had some amazing walks over the years. I would love to commit to matching Kennedy's 13.9 miles over the course of the week with her two younger dogs, Oscar and Izzy,
okay,
who will miss him terribly, but are excited to be more active again. I'm sure we can pull in plenty of friends and family for walking and support along the way. So thank you, Jen. I love you.
Oscar and Izzy are going to be walking with Jen.
Yep.
Okay.
And
I like that a lot.
Joins Brandy. So we have Brandy, Jen, and Amber.
Okay. So we have three people. We have two slots available. If there are two other people that want to do the walk this week, again, you can't come down and walk it with Kennedy. This would be a situation where you would do it at your pace, wherever you want to do it. You want to hop on a treadmill at your gym and walk a few miles, or you want to do it around your neighborhood or around your office. Again, it doesn't have to be 13 miles.
Nope.
You could commit to, you know, a quarter of a mile a day or a half a mile a day, or maybe
whatever,
just a mile. Whatever it is, and then commit to raising a little bit of money. We need that too. That's the whole idea of all of this. Hey Sam is free. It's confidential. It's non-judgmental. It's open for young people every day, 9 a.m. to midnight. The number to text in for Hey Sam, if you're a young person looking to talk to somebody, is 439-726. Again, that text line is 439-726. And we're actually going to talk to Kathy. Kathy is involved with Samaritans and Hey Sam.
She is our president. She's the CEO. She leads us the way.
And she's going to explain why these monies are important to the program. Plus, another event that's coming up, too.
Sure enough, it's an important month.
Right. So we'll do that with her coming up next on Mix 104.1. And don't forget, you can donate right now if you just want to give some money. Mix1041.com. Click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Kennedy is having her week-long walk on Friday.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Week-long walk, 13.9 miles, and you're going to start kind of on the Natick-Wellesley line.
That's it.
And then the path goes from there.
Just follow Washington Street.
Yep.
All the way through every town along the way, and then we end at the Brookline Health Center.
And it's all going to be happening during our show on Friday.
That's right.
So just know Friday is going to be utter chaos.
It'll be fun, though.
It's going to be fun, but it's going to be chaos. There'll be no Campy Kennedy. There'll be no Friday free-for-all.
Hooray! You're welcome, America!
There'll be no Kennedy's Impossible Parody. None of that stuff that normally happens on Friday. That's all off the board.
Yep.
We're here to raise money on Friday.
That's right.
All the money is going to the Samaritan's Hey Sam program, which is a text line that is run by young people for young people. Again, that text line is 439-726. Just want to let you know, if you need it, it's out there. It doesn't have to be emergent.
No, I just want to chat.
And if you don't know about Samaritans, they obviously care deeply about the mission to prevent suicide and provide hope.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy's on the board with them.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is we're going to talk to Kathy Marchi. She's the chief executive officer and president. And Kathy, I just want to kind of start with, you know, having these conversations out in the light, doing these sorts of things like Kennedy does. You know, can you talk about how important these things are for young people?
I absolutely could not agree more. I think one of the most impactful and powerful things that Kennedy has done, and I know she'll continue to do, is talk about all the struggles that all of us are going through, but has been so stigmatized for so long and still is in so many ways. And so people are embarrassed or ashamed to talk about what's going on. And we know that one of the ways that we can feel better, that we can be safer, live more fulfilling lives, is when we talk about what's going on for us, because we're not alone. We are not the only ones with whatever that thing is, right, you know, that's troubling us, whatever's on our minds. And this is an extraordinary thing that Kennedy has done, and I think really made a difference, especially in young people who listen to you guys and are, you know, listening every day and really following you and really following the journey that Kennedy's been on.
And the monies that we raise for this Wicked Long Walk are going specifically to Hey Sam. Could you talk a little bit about Hey Sam, why it's so important, and the amazing growth that has happened over the last 3 years?
Yeah. So Hey Sam, right, is our peer-to-peer text line for youth up to age 24. You're correct. It will support this work and help us to find more young people to be on the helpline and to promote the program so more young people know about it. We know that young people are struggling. There are statistics and data to support the struggle for some, especially for LGBTQ plus youth who are at much higher risk than their peers. And so we want to make sure that folks know about us and are there to find the non-judgmental, compassionate, listening support that they deserve, that everyone deserves. And what better way, right, than to have young people supporting other young people via text? It's just the right way to provide a service that young people can and will use, because that's how they communicate. The growth, as you said, has been tremendous. We're well over 11,000 conversations since we started. We have lots of young people who come back to us, and we have lots of young people who reach out to us once or twice, handful of times, and not again. So whatever works, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever works for people.
Kathy, could you give maybe an example for people who have never used a text line that, like this, how maybe what kind of conversations are happening on there?
Yeah, it's. I'm so glad you asked that because I actually had a conversation about this over the weekend with a young person, and you know, we know that oftentimes for young people, what they're going through, sometimes adults may look to try to solve the problem, right? But for young people, what they really want is to be able to call and say, look, you know, this thing just happened with my friend, my sibling, my parent, whatever it is. I'm really disappointed. Something I was trying to do or achieve, I didn't, you know, it didn't happen. I didn't make the team. And so young people can have this text conversation back and forth with someone who says, yeah, I get it, right? I hear you. I understand why that feels really crappy, really crummy for you. Tell me more about what you're, you know, what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and, you know, what other things happened around this, and, you know, what things might you do to help yourself feel better, right? We're not there to try to solve the problem. We're not texting back and saying, you know, what you should do is such and such, right? We're just saying, yeah, I hear you, and I get that, and you're right. Your feelings are right. And what can you, you know, what are you looking for? Do you want to, you know, talk more about this? Do you want to talk about ways to feel better? It's really up to the person who's
and Kathy,
reaching out to us.
I feel like we're seeing things get defunded left, right, center, front, and back, especially for our most vulnerable communities. And I know this is happening to Samaritans, that, you know, there's money that we count on that we might not get this year. So can you talk about how important our donations will be for this Wicked Long Walk?
Well, 1,000% true, too. Look, the thing that really was disheartening for us was when the federal government defunded the option three on 988, where it took that option away. We're here for people all the time, all identities in any way people need us. We are here for them. We do count on some state funding, and we are concerned, although it's been granted to us. You know, we have to wait and see. It's not in the bank yet. What we rely on more than any of that is individual funding, people, and the events that we do. So your walk is a huge part of funding and awareness. We hope people will join us in the walk, you know, by supporting it. And then maybe they'll decide to come out to the 5K, right, which is later in the month. Right. So, you know, this is not just we hope people will join us in supporting Hey Sam and Samaritans and the work we do 24/7. The dollar that someone donates and $500 that someone donates, all of it matters and all of it speaks to the support that people want to offer and provide for each other. So really powerful.
All right, Samaritan's 5K Run Walk for Suicide Prevention. It will be the 27th annual. That is happening Saturday, September 27th at Artisani Park. That is Soldiers Field Road here in Boston. Kennedy will be there to host. I will be bringing the Friday free-for-all live to the party.
No, you will not. You'll be bringing good music, and we're really excited about it.
I will be bringing the turntables. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're a young person, you want to find out, you have questions for Hey Sam, the text number is 439-726. That's 439-726. And regardless of your age, you can always call or text the 24/7 helpline at 988. Mm-hmm. If you want to find out more, you can go to SamaritansHope.org for
We will see you out there on Friday, Kathy.
Woo-hoo.
We'll give you a big check.
All right. Awesome.
Love for the love. For 13 miles I'm.
Love for the love.
You can donate online.
Donate the kids. Right now.
What?
Love for the love.
For 13 miles I'm.
Love for the love.
You can donate online.
Donate the kids.
It's Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk.
Thanks to Kathy Marchi there, Chief Executive Officer and President of Samaritans, for coming on to talk about Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk on Friday. How you feeling?
I'm nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm anxious because I just feel like there's something I haven't done. But that's just how I live my life every day.
Gotcha.
So I know it's all good. Okay. I know everyone's going to show up. And whatever happens, I'm going to walk. And that's what's happening.
Go to mix1041.com right now. If you want to donate a little money, we would appreciate that too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, Please say good morning to Anne from Walpole.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, my queen. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, my queen?
I'm doing just fantastic. Thank you.
We'd love to hear it.
And
good morning, Carson and Dan.
She didn't call us her kings, Dan. What
she
happened?
She sure didn't.
That's kinda,
well, you know.
She sounded sad to speak with us. Hi, Carson. Hi, Dan.
Hello, others.
I am not. I'm supporting her in her cause this week.
We love that.
We appreciate that.
And will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, would you kindly leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Yes.
Good luck to you as well.
All right, Kennedy is leaving the studio. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, of course, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that will be a loss for you. She is over in that soundproof studio, so she's unable to hear anything that is happening. Question number one, Britney Spears' Baby One More Time is ranked the greatest pop song of the 90s. It's followed by Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. And number two, and Wannabe by which group in third?
One of the Black Eyed Peas, is that it? That's my guess.
Question number two. Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters is still number one on the charts for the fourth week. What is the name of the boy band consisting of demons from K-pop Demon Hunters?
Oh, you've got me. I don't know. Dragon Ball Z. That's wrong.
That's a great answer.
Yes, Goku was in the Saja Boys.
Wow. That's pretty good, Dan. That's a pull. Question number three. Adam Sandler, 59 today. Which Adam Sandler movie is this from? Take a listen.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes! You ain't cool unless... you pee your pants.
Wow.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
Name the movie.
That is Billy Madison.
Question number four. Kentucky Fried genius Colonel Sanders was born today in 1890 and changed the chicken game forever. Can you spell Colonel?
Hold on. I have a visual with my car, with my pen. C-O-L. I'm not looking it up. I'm visualizing.
Okay, we got it.
That's a lot of L's.
Question number five. Hamilton will be at the Citizens Opera House from September 23rd through November 2nd in the musical and in real life. What was Alexander Hamilton's role in George Washington's presidential cabinet, leading to the show's famous cabinet battle with Jefferson?
I wish I had some Mac up here. He was the Speaker of the House.
C-O-L-O-L-O.
He was the vice president.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand, too, your son sang King George's Solo for a high school theater event.
Oh, let's go.
He rocked it. He would not tell me what he was doing. He had the king and the robe and the crown. He rocked it.
You'll be back.
Is he in the car? Can we hear it? What's happening? I walked in at the end of that sentence.
What's your son's name?
My son's name is Max. He goes to Bridgewater. We actually conquered Carson a while ago, but that's for another day.
Well, it's different when you're up against the big dog.
I know, exactly. By myself, no less.
Guess now I know why I'm not her queen. Kennedy and got 1 out of 5 correct.
Carson.
Yes, Kennedy.
Carson, you're a beautiful queen. Don't let anybody tell you different.
Thank you, Kennedy. I'm humiliated.
All right. Oh, no. We're all here to have a good time. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Britney Spears' Baby One More Time is ranked the greatest pop song of the 90s. It's followed by Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You at number two. And Wannabe by which group in third?
Spice Girls.
It is the Spice Girls. 1-0.
I knew that.
Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters is still number one for a fourth week on the charts. What is the name of the boy band consisting of demons from K-pop Demon Hunters?
I'm going to get this wrong. Soju?
That's an alcoholic beverage from Korea. No, Saja. Saja Boys is what you're looking for.
I'm with you, girl. On the
S-A-J-A, Saja. 1-0, question number 3. Adam Sandler, 59 today. Which Adam Sandler movie is this from?
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes! You ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow.
If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
The name of the movie?
Big Daddy? Oh.
Billy Madison, tied at 1, question number 4.
Oh.
Kentucky Fried genius Colonel Sanders was born today in 1890 and changed the chicken game forever. Can you spell Colonel?
C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
One more time?
C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
Which is the dumbest thing of all.
Colonel.
Make it make sense.
The English language is the dumbest thing.
That's stupid. You said C-O-L-O-L-E-L. You never had an N in there.
All right.
You spelled Kalel.
You spelled Kalel. I don't know what you spelled. Forgot an N in there. 2-1, question number 5. Hamilton will be at the Citizens Opera House from September 23rd through November 2nd. In the musical and in real life, what was Alexander Hamilton's role in George Washington's presidential cabinet leading to the show's famous cabinet battle with Jefferson?
He was the Secretary of the Treasury.
That is correct. Nice work, Kennedy. 3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, and you don't get the cash, but you are not walking away empty-handed. You did win yourself a pair of tickets to see Hamilton October 1st at Citizens Opera House. The Revolution returns to Boston. See Hamilton live from September 23rd through November 2nd. If you want to buy tickets, LexisBroadwayInBoston.com. So you enjoy that show with your son, Max, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course.
You'll get to see the cabinet battle live.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't.
It's taking so much of my willpower to just not do the whole musical right now.
Well, thank you.
I don't care about losing. I expected to lose anyway.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I win anyway. I am Anne from Walpole, and I cannot beat the Queen Kennedy.
Go off, Queen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk now just 4 days away. This Friday, 13.9 miles, benefiting Hey Sam, which is a mental health support text line for young people, staffed by young people up to age 24. You can text 439-726 from 9 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. It is free. It is confidential. It is non-judgmental, which is important because sometimes when you're telling things to your parents, they can be a little judgmental as a parent who is sometimes judgmental to my child.
I think the best thing about that space is they're just there to listen. They're not there to tell you what to do.
Right.
They're not there
exactly.
to say you should.
Yes.
They're just there to listen.
And so Kennedy is going to start the walk Friday morning very early. And then the idea is to raise as much money as possible. Our goal last year was $5,000. We hit just over $50,000. So our goal this year, $5,000, and we hope to hit $51,000 at least. I know you have
I'm
your goals.
I'm just not saying it out loud because.
But listen, we set the goal at $5,000, and then we see what happens.
We see what happens.
And safety first, as always, because when you're walking that kind of distance, we want to make sure you are protected.
Yeah.
Against the elements, against injury, against traffic, all of that. And who better to do that than our good friend, Beep Dennis. Good morning, Beep Dennis.
Good morning.
I have my finger on the dump button
He's fine. We're not at a Bruins game. It only happens at a Bruins game after a few BS kids.
And give everybody your credentials as to why you're going to be our safety officer for all of this.
Credentials? I don't know. Kennedy's got my number, I guess. That's about it.
It's all takes around here.
I carry some Band-Aids. No, I work for... the Boston Fire Department. I'm the EMS coordinator. I've been riding a desk for the last 4 or 5 years. Actually, it's funny because last year, I don't know if you remember, Kennedy, but I'm the one that almost took the digger.
Yep. Yeah, Dennis walked with me last year. We walked through rain. We walked through wind. We walked through everything. We got lost one time. Dennis, I love you. And the fact that you choose to do this with me again, even though I said we're walking more and... it means the world to me, but I know that you help in your industry, a lot of big burly men talking about mental health is hard, but I know that that's something you're helping start discussions with folks you work with. Can you kind of talk about why that's important to you?
Yeah, I've been on the peer support team for the department for maybe like 15 years now. And whenever there's kind of a critical incident or like a call that might affect the members or even a smaller incident, you know, anything that kind of folks want to talk about, they can call us and we have some volunteers and we go out and we just, you know, sit around the kitchen table kind of where all the world's problems get solved in the firehouse and just kind of talk it out. And I've seen over the course of 15 years or so of doing it that it definitely the members are more accepting of it, and it works. It's a process that works. Just getting that conversation going and talking things out is usually a good start to getting the healing process going. And then if anyone needs more professional help, we have a list of therapists that we vet as well for our members, and we can send them to that. And it kind of reminds me of the Hey Sam text line, because it's peer driven. You know, we send firefighters out to talk to firefighters. It's the same thing as, you know, we speak that language, just like the kids talking to the kids, you know, right. They're better understood by their peers.
That's good stuff.
You're my favorite human being.
Kenny, try not to cry on the walk.
Good luck. Yeah.
You need all the fluid you can get.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm really excited you're going to do this with me. I got the shirts. I sent you a picture yesterday. It was Dennis's idea.
Yeah, I saw them. It was awesome.
They be day glow. So, yeah.
Yeah, as a firefighter, he wants to make sure everybody's safe.
It was a great idea. So we'll be making a scene on Friday
Dennis,
morning.
Thank you for coming back this year. Yeah.
Thank you for always being here.
You are a good man.
Yeah, I'm just happy to be part of it. You know, this is great. Last year was phenomenal. I mean, $50,000. You know, hopefully we can top that this year.
And he didn't call me a carpetbagger this morning, being from Charlestown.
Yet. It's implied.
In my head, I did.
You got to be Kennedy's hype man on the walk. Whenever she gets down, you got to bring her up.
He does. He absolutely does.
Dennis, is it true you've been with the Boston firefighters since they had horses that would pull out the fire trucks?
Yes, yep, that's true. Just ask my daughter. I grew up with dinosaurs.
When it was just 30 guys passing a bucket back and forth.
Yep, yeah.
Well, it's good to talk to you, and we can't wait to talk to you on Friday, Dennis, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good day.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
my friend.
Buddy.
All right, I didn't hit that dump button on Beef Dennis.
We're not at a Bruins game. We haven't had beers.
I know. He's such a good guy.
He literally is my rider.
And we appreciate you being a part of this, whether it's Dennis or you're donating some money or you're going to walk with Kennedy. Maybe you're you know, a politician that's getting involved. We have some of those that are going to be happening as well.
Yep.
But the most important thing that you can do is donate. Donate, donate.
That's it.
Go to mix1041.com, click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk. You will see a huge donate button. In fact, that might be the largest donate button I've seen on the internet in a very long time.
I just didn't want people to miss it.
No, you can't. I mean, it is.
I'm just saying that there are many times that people are like, where do I donate?
No, you cannot miss this one. It is the size of like a Susan B. Anthony coin. It is
ginormous. I don't need people to miss it.
I know. I saw it. I was like, okay, here's where you donate.
Yeah, because my girlfriend brought it up on her phone and she's like, okay, so where am I supposed to? Oh, okay, I got it.
Oh, there it is, right there.
And I knew my work was done.
There you go. Mix1041.com. Click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk again, happening this Friday on Mix1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix1041.
It is.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's back again this year. Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk benefiting Hey Sam is happening this Friday. You can find out details at mix1041.com. If you want to donate, you can donate there. So it's going Natick, Wellesley, Newton, Brighton, Alston, and Brookline. And again, if you want to show your support, you can maybe hang a sign. Maybe you're somewhere, a business along the way, and you want to be a part of it. All the details up at mix1041.com. Kennedy's going to start at around 5:30 in the morning, and the hope is to be finished sometime before the end of the show. It's 13.9 miles this year. Last year, I think it was around 11 or 12.
I don't think I'm going to hit 10 o'clock, but...
Yeah, we got time.
Mm-hmm.
We got time.
Mm-hmm.
We can drop a Benson Boone song to check in with you again. I'm sure it'll be okay.
So you don't mind staying late is what I'm trying to ask. Both.
Oh, no, we'll be long gone. We'll be long gone. Right, Dan?
Can you do 1/10 more of a mile just for my brain? Because 13.9 is killing me. 14 just is so round and sounds great.
No, I don't know.
Now, last year when you
Not that you're walking a lot already or anything.
Last year when you finished in Brookline, tell us how that went down.
So last year... We were just like, this whole thing happened in like 3 days. And so I was just making up stuff. I'm going to start at the Wellesley Library and I'm going to end at the Brookline Library. Like,
and
that's just
what
I
happens,
figured.
What happens?
And then the good people at the Brookline Public Health Center were like, why don't you just come down a little bit further, turn the corner, and you can end here. And when I got there, there were people outside to cheer me on. And this year they wanted to be a part of it again. And I'm just so grateful that I actually have an actual finish line.
John Klesinski is with Brookline Public Health and Human Services. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys.
Are you ready to get up early on Friday morning?
Oh, it won't be early by the time we get
there. We are ready. Okay. We're so excited to welcome Kennedy back again this year.
Tell us about your office. What do you guys do there?
Absolutely. So we've got a pretty big department. Local public health a lot of times focuses primarily on, you know, vaccines and inspecting restaurants and housing. But in Brookline, we are a community that pride ourselves on kind of the whole person. So we have a team that does substance use prevention and some mental health intervention work. I mentioned the vaccine clinic. We do, you know, the whole host of supports for the person. We are so moved by the work that Kennedy does. Sincerely, Kennedy, you know, there's a lot of youth that are struggling, and the fact that you're doing something that not only impacts our elementary and high school students, but also those students in between, right? The 18 to 24-year-olds, I think, often get forgotten, especially those that aren't in our college programs. So that's a group that we are always working to reach out to and provide additional support. So something like Hey Sam is just so important.
I'm so grateful. I don't know what to say.
John, what was it like at the finish line last year when Kennedy got there? Or can you explain the atmosphere?
Yeah, so honestly, I wasn't there. That was
how dare you
for me, but I will be. I know. I'm so sorry, but I will be there this year. But I will tell you, we had some Kennedy super fans out there, and everything I heard from the team was they were just so thrilled and so excited, and obviously I got to see some of the pictures, and I was listening. I was a listener that day.
Yeah, you guys showed up. Seriously, it was really, really. I was expecting like four people.
Well, it was raining sideways.
And it wasn't. You know, it was a team of human beings waiting out there. Yeah. So I'm so, so grateful. And I'm grateful for the work that you do ensuring the folks in Brookline have a place to go if they need some mental health help. So thank you, John.
Absolutely, yeah. And we are working to expand that. Human services is a critical part. And so we're excited. We're actually bringing on a new team member next month, whose entire focus will be kind of coordinating that care and that support for everybody, not just youth, but for everybody. So we're really excited to be kind of leaning into this work.
All right, John Klesinski from the Public Health and Human Services office in Brookline. John, we will see you on Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't take the day off.
Wonderful.
Live and in person this time, not just as a listener.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thanks,
I love it.
John.
Brookline is on board.
They are on board.
They are going to get the Carson and Kennedy kiss. I don't know what's going to happen, but something great is going to happen in Brookline's future just because of this. I don't know. somebody from Brookline's going to win the lottery. Something's going to happen in Brookline.
This is what happens when you support us.
Yes. You just Amazing. Get the Carson and Kennedy kiss.
Amazing.
First Benson Boone, then Brookline.
Exactly.
That's how that
That's
happens.
How that works.
That's exactly how that happens. Okay, so if you want to donate, again, mix1041.com. Click on Kennedy's Wicked Long Walk. It is happening this Friday. And again, if you're like a business along the route and you want to get involved, somehow, just reach out to us. Like, we don't have a team. We don't have a budget.
No, we have nothing.
We have us three. And I think one street teamer is going to be there, right?
Jubu.
And then Beep Dennis. So this is it. This is our team. So any help that you want to offer, be a part of, we would love to hear it. You can drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. Is there something I'm missing?
No, I'm just breathing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Justin from North Andover.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Great.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Justin?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
All right, there she goes, Miss America. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. She is in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear any of the questions or any of your answers. Just a reminder, Justin, if you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Got it.
Question number one. Saturday Night Live Season 51 kicks off October 4th with the return of Bowen Yang. Weekend Update hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, and of course, the longest tenured cast member of SNL. Who is he?
Kenan Thompson.
Lizzo went on Instagram and did a rap about all of her weight loss. The track is titled IDGAS. In one of Lizzo's most famous songs, she opines, "Why men great till they gotta be great?"
Preach.
Name the song.
I cannot come up with it right now.
Question number three. Today is National Teddy Bear Day. Who created the movie Ted about a teddy bear come to life and even voices the character?
Seth MacFarlane.
Stephen King's list of favorite movies include The Godfather Part II, Jaws, and Groundhog Day. In Groundhog Day, Bill Murray plays a TV weatherman forced to relive the same day for eternity in which small town?
Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Question number five. Ice Spice and Lotto recently made an appearance on Kai Cenat's live stream where he pressed Ice Spice to pull up her contacts and call Taylor Swift. She shut him down, though. Ice Spice featured on a remix of which Taylor Swift song?
I don't know that one either. What happened to the Hamilton and the K-pop Demon Hunter question?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. That's not how this game works.
That was last hour, Justin. We move forward, not backwards.
You don't get to pick your categories, Justin. Kennedy, Justin is a director of finance. I had to look that up. What do you think a director of finance does exactly?
Manages the finance.
Makes
the
all of the
in
money.
Which they work.
Manages day-to-day financial operations, oversees financial reporting, budgeting, cash flow, and ensuring compliance with financial regulations.
There you have it.
That is a lot of numbers, bro.
That it is, yes.
Looking for a man in finance. Trust fund.
6'5",
blue eyes. Is that you?
I do have blue eyes, yeah. You've not 6'5", though.
Oh, you've not heard that song, Kennedy? It was a girl on like social media, and then some DJ turned it into an EDM song.
Oh, okay.
Justin got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. SNL season 51 kicks off October 4th with the return of Bowen Yang, Weekend Update hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, and of course, the longest tenured cast member of all time. Who is he?
His last name just escaped me. Kenan Thompson.
Tied at one. Lizzo went on Instagram and did a rap about all of her weight loss. The track is titled IDGAS. In one of Lizzo's most famous songs, she opines, "Why men great till they gotta be great?" Name the song.
Truth Hurts.
2-1. Question number 3. Today's National Teddy Bear Day. Who created the movie Ted about a teddy bear come to life and even voiced the character?
Seth MacFarlane.
3-2. Question number 4. Stephen King's list of favorite movies include The Godfather Part 2, Jaws, and Groundhog Day. In Groundhog Day, Bill Murray plays a TV weatherman forced to relive the same day for eternity in which small town?
Punxsutawney.
I rewatched that again recently, and it might be in one of my like top 10 comedies of all time.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
Don't drive angry.
There's just no fat on it. It's perfect. Mm-mm.
What is the song that always plays, too, in the morning?
Sonny and Cher.
Yes. 4-3. Question number 5. Ice Spice and Lotto were recently made an appearance on Kai Cenat's live stream. He pressed Ice Spice to pull up her contacts and call Taylor Swift, but she shut him down. Ice Spice featured on a remix of which Taylor Swift song?
Karma.
That is correct.
You don't ask. You are given Taylor Swift's phone number. I'm sure it comes with some paperwork and the understanding that this is not to be shared. So.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, Justin. I'm sorry. You don't get the cash. I blame Dan for no K-pop Demon Hunter questions in there. Sorry about that. But listen, you did win yourself a pair of tickets to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child November 12th at Emerson Colonial Theater. Ready your wands, Boston. Broadway's spellbinding, spectacular Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is coming this holiday season. The magic begins November 9th. So you enjoy that, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Yes, of course. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Justin from North Andover, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. Subaru of New England.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jamie from Drake It.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am okay. Thank you for asking.
Good. All right, kick Kennedy out, Jamie. Let's do it.
All right, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture. All the pleasantries are aside now. Let's get to business. There's $1,000 on the line. Kennedy's gone to that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Jamie, are you ready?
I hope so.
Some fans of Sabrina Carpenter say her VMA performance the other night reminded them of another female pop star from the 90s and 2000s who had big hits on MTV with Fighter and What a Girl Wants. Who is she?
Christina Aguilera.
Drea De Mateo did her first full nudes on OnlyFans in order to spread awareness about environmental manipulation. Drea De Mateo starred on which HBO series about a New Jersey crime boss?
I have no idea.
All right.
I was going to say Mob Wives, but that was MTV.
Question number 3. According to a report by DraftKings, the New York Jets have the heaviest mascot in the NFL because a jet weighs 110,000 pounds.
Okay.
The lightest mascot in the NFL belongs to the Chargers because, well, a lightning bolt has no weight to it. What city do the Chargers call home?
San Diego.
Question number 4. Bunny XO hooked herself up to a lie detector and was asked every single internet rumor that she's been accused of, and she passed with flying colors. Who is her partner?
Jelly Roll. I have no idea.
Question number five. Hollywood honored this actor at the Chateau Marmont, with stars like Jack Black, Sean Penn, / Kristen Wiig, and Will Forte. He died on April 1st at 65 years old, with pneumonia listed as the official cause of death. He played Jim Morrison in the 1991 The Doors movie. Who was the actor?
Val Kilmer.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Pretty good, Jamie. Pretty good. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Jamie from Drake It, who is a pharmacist. Concocted 4 out of 5.
Currently. Oh, my gosh. Well done.
Oh, I impressed myself.
There you go.
These are tough, Kennedy. Ready?
Yeah.
Some fans of Sabrina Carpenter say her VMA performance the other night reminded them of another female pop star from the 90s and 2000s who had a bunch of hits on MTV, like Fighter and What a Girl Wants. Who is she?
Christina Aguilera.
I was a big fan of that Fighter video.
Who wasn't?
Tied to one. Question number two. Drea De Mateo did her first full nudes on OnlyFans in order to spread awareness about environmental manipulation. There's a lot of conspiracy theories that she believes in, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Quite interesting. She starred on which HBO series about a New Jersey crime boss?
The Sopranos.
Oh.
Sopranos. 2-1. Question number three. According to a report by DraftKings, the New York Jets have the heaviest mascot in the NFL because the jet weighs 110,000 pounds. And the lightest mascot belongs to the Chargers because a lightning bolt weighs nothing.
Okay.
A lot of nerds over there with nothing to do at DraftKings, apparently. Kennedy, what city do the Chargers call home?
San Diego? Oh.
Wonder a Patriot falls on that list.
Pat Patriot looks like he's a solid 210, Dan.
I know, but a Patriot in the 1700s, they were tinier back then.
Yeah, you but his head, house? His head's probably 75 pounds. 3-2, question number four. Bunny XO hooked herself up to a lie detector and was asked every single internet rumor that she's been accused of, and she passed with flying colors.
Leave her alone.
Who is her partner?
Jelly Roll.
They're not married, are they? I don't believe so. I don't know. 4-3, question number five.
But they've been together forever.
A long time. Hollywood honored this actor at the Chateau Marmont with stars like Jack Black, Sean Penn, / Kristen Wiig, and Will Forte. He died on April 1st at 65 with pneumonia listed as the official cause of death. He played Jim Morrison in the 1991 The Doors movie. Who is he?
Val Kilmer.
That is it. Nice job, Kevin.
Thank you.
5-4 is the final score.
You
yeah.
too. That was awesome.
No, you both. Both ladies did really, really well. Those were tough. Those were tough. All right, so Kennedy gets the win 5-4. Jamie, don't get the cash, but thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Jamie from Drake, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.